Pacific Stevedoring wants to build a $35 million cold storage and dock facility in Dutch Harbor. The structure would be big enough to hold 17,000 tons of seafood. Dutch Harbor currently has no cold storage facilities, which is unusual for a major seafood port. Pacific Stevedoring hopes that building this kind of warehouse would allow the tramper vessels that load seafood here to move in and out of the port much more quickly, and also allow Unalaska to serve as a distribution center for its product. Right now, the seafood that originates here has to be distributed from facilities in the lower 48, South Korea, the Netherlands, and elsewhere. Opponents of the plan argue that while building cold storage is all well and good, building it on a new dock could have a serious impact on Unalaska's revenues by drawing traffic away from the city dock. Randall Baker, president of the local chapter of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, is one of them.
The revenue that crosses the city dock helps run this city, helps give us all our services here. So what services are we going to lose when American Seafoods and the rest of the boats quit crossing our docks and paying revenues to the city? How many jobs are going to be lost out of this? Are the harbor officers even going to be needed anymore? Or are they only going to have the small boat harbor and the spit dock to monitor because nobody will be using the city dock anymore?
Pacific Stevedoring's plans became an issue at the Unalaska City Council meeting on Tuesday, when Baker and other ILWU members called attention to a permit that the company had filed with the Army Corps of Engineers for the project. The deadline for public comment on the plan was Wednesday, but public notice of it may not have been posted in Unalaska. The City Council narrowly passed a motion directing the city to seek an extension for that period. City Manager Chris Laddick wrote a letter to the Corps on Wednesday requesting another 10 days of public comment. Laddick says that with projects like this one, which is privately financed, the city usually doesn't get involved until the local permitting stage, which is further down the road.
With private enterprise putting in a permit, unless it directly impacted the city somehow, typically city councils stay out of the issues. It's their right to build a dock, it's their right to build a cold storage, and unless it impacts our tidelands or something like that, there's a lot of permits that get put in.
But the Pacific Stevedoring project will have an impact on the city if it takes business away from the publicly owned dock facilities in Dutch Harbor, which account for nearly $1 million a year of the city's revenue. American Seafoods, one of the biggest users of the city dock, employs Pacific Stevedoring services. If the company's ships started delivering at the new dock, it would affect the city's coffers. Pacific Stevedoring CEO Steve Abernathy says he sees the opposite problem. He says his company has been hurting for a lack of places for ships to tie up in Dutch Harbor.
Oh, there's clearly not enough dock space. I mean, we're always jockeying for position. Boats are delaying offloads, and it's very difficult for us to have enough dock space to accomplish what we're trying to do. We did try putting a barge over on the light cargo dock last year, which proved to be difficult to operate on. But I mean, those things were driven by a lack of dock space, not because there's too much.
Abernathy says that Pacific Stevedoring has also been under pressure from its customers to deliver a cleaner product, which would be much easier with a contained facility. Pacific Stevedoring is a non-union company, and the Longshoremen's Union is concerned about the prospect of another non-union dock in Dutch Harbor. At the moment, the only such facility is the city dock, but the ILWU handles many of the deliveries there anyway. Baker says he also worries that Pacific Stevedoring will use the new facility to move into container shipping, which for now is handled almost entirely by union workers.
We assume they're trying to do that. We're not positive, but it's always possible.
Abernathy says that the proposed facility would be container-friendly, but he doesn't see his company trying to compete with the union for container work. Although permitting documents for the cold storage project say that construction could begin as early as spring of this year, Abernathy says that at this point, the work will begin much later if it happens. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.